Okay. And what about a place where, a commercial farm where they have a lot of cows to milk and process the milk?
Dairy.
Okay. Did you ever use that word dairy for any other meat?
Oh, well, anybody that milks a few cows, we call it dairy. But, of course, the different size and different degrees of dairy. It looks like now it's going to all be a big dairy or nothing.
Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time. If the price of milk don't go up. Because feed, then they got to come out of line.
Price of feed really?
Oh, good. It's going up every day. Awful. Oh. Terrible. I don't know how they make it.
Grain's
doing the same thing, all kind of cow feed. Any kind of cow feed that's 50 feet of cow now, it costs over $100 a ton to tell me. I'm not milking cows. I buy and sell good many dairy cows, springing cows most of them, but I'm not milking.
It's going to just raise the price of everything.
It's got to go on. That's all it is to it. They've got to get money enough out of it or they can't go.
Yeah.
Because nobody's just going to work self to death in a dairy and sell a product for less than cost too long. We just can't stand it.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing good, and I think they'll continue to, but if feed don't go up or the milk come down or the milk go up one, I don't think they can keep operating.
Yeah. Okay, what about a place where you let the animals out to graze?
In the lot.
What about a place bigger than that?
Well, we just call it a lot, regardless of which lot it might be in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some of them refer to it in different parts of the country, the range and all that. But
mm-hmm. Did you ever call it pasture?
Pasture, of course. Pasture, yeah, we have different pastures.
Is that bigger than a lot?
Well, it's a lot. It's what they're eating out of the lot is pasture. Like, you could have a pasture over here, it'd be grass. You got a pasture over there, that's clover.
Mm-hmm.
Another rye pasture. Different things, you know. Different pastures carry different feed for the cow, you know. Like you have a clover pasture, grass, rye, oats, whatever you might be grazing.
Okay, did you ever raise any cotton?
Never did. Don't know a thing about cotton.
Okay, you say corn grows in a...
In a field.
Okay. Now what about something smaller than a field? Like, when you talk about it, tobacco...
Patch, yeah.
Okay. Any other words like that?
Oh, yes, I reckon I can think of them. You mean for the back patch?
Words like field or patch or...
Not that I would use, Raven. It's your back patch or field.
Okay. This is the kind of fence that you might have around your yard or garden. It's wood and it's got... Picket fence?
Well,
what does that look like exactly?
Well, what I always call a picket fence, and because it has two pieces, something like two boards, down close to the bottom and close to the top, and these little strips are on how wide you want it, from 2 to 3 inches in width, and they come up, and they generally come to sharp points, top, you know, and just turn them down, just leave cracks all along, so between each piece, pickets. Or picket fence. We used to have one up home around the yard.
Yeah.
We've never had a picket fence. Yeah.
What about a kind of fence that would go like this?
That's a rail fence.
Rail fence.
Yeah. We used to have rail fences all the time. Lots of rail fences in this country, but that's just about the thing with the past now. And the best fence I reckon there was a good rail fence.
Well,
why don't they have it anymore?
Well, there's nobody to get the rails out. See, there's lots of work splitting rails. And nobody got time to fool with it. And wages too high to pay a man to do it.
Yeah.
And that's just a slow operation. But the best fence there was, I reckon. Really. But like things are now, there'd be no end to white wood choices.
Yeah.
No splitting rails for it. And all the old rails, you see, just about rotted out.